Hello, class. Professor Kennedy here. I know I missed last week, and I'm sorry about that. And after that Kansas City game, I'm still a little sick in the stomach. But I'm back, and let's make things better. Get ready for Jacksonville. You know, watching that game, I thought the Raiders did a pretty good job at shutting down their big tight end, Kansas City's big tight end, Travis Kelce. This week, no different. Julius Thomas. Remember him? Former Bronco, now Jag. Big tight end provides ultimate matchup problems for most defenses. And I'm hoping that our Raider defense learned the lesson from last week of how to negate a big tight end. In this first picture we're going to see a case where the linebacker and the defensive back's eyes commit to the backfield. They're watching for play action, and they lose sight of a big playmaker like Julius Thomas. This is what you can't do if you're on the defensive side. If number 80 is your responsibility, you need to follow him and try to be as technically disciplined as you possibly can. So let's take a look at this play against the Chargers. You see Julius Thomas go into motion. Gives Blake Bortles an idea of what the defense is going to be called. The play action motion sinks the linebackers down, and if we froze it here, defense is lost. Look at this window that's opened up in the middle. You've got two receivers. He's going to throw to Julius Thomas for a big chunk of yards. This is in essence what can't happen if you're on defense. Can't let your eyes fool you. Got to stick with your responsibility. In this next play, you know they're trying to get the ball to Julius Thomas, and there's nothing special or magical. They're going to in this instance, they're going to run a simple pick play. You've got Mercedes Lewis, the other tight end, and Julius Thomas. And it's just a simple crossing around the middle. Meant to pick the man coverage. Watch how it works to their advantage. And this is what our defense needs to be mindful of. Playing with the back in the backfield, you have to respect the run. But more importantly, you have to keep your eyes in tune with your main responsibility. I'm not sure if it's a miscommunication amongst the Chargers, but the last thing I want is Julius Thomas running free, uncovered down the field. That's where communication becomes key. Look, the Raiders did a great job against Travis Kelce in negating a lot of his big play potential. They got to do the same thing with Julius Thomas. It's going to be on the road, so communication is going to be more of an emphasis. More importantly, you want to make sure you have the right personnel to take him out of the equation. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. We'll see you next week.